So as I begin today, I'd like you to remember Luke's gospel passage of the road to Emmaus. Luke tells us that Clopas was one of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And John's gospel tells us that Mary, the wife of Clopas, was one of the women who was standing under the cross of Jesus. So one might possibly conclude that if Clopas was leaving Jerusalem, that Mary, his wife, would go with him. So Luke tells us that the two were going to Emmaus, and they were talking and they were debating on the way, and they did not recognize Jesus, who was asking them about the events that had happened in Jerusalem. And they looked downcast. And they said to this stranger, "We were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel." And we know that the apostles and many of the disciples still did not understand what rising from the dead really meant. All the disciples of Jesus who had followed him for the last 3 years had come to believe that Jesus was the awaited Messiah, and they rejoiced because they were his friends. However, the crucifixion was never on their radar. So you can imagine their disappointment and their horror when Jesus was arrested, and even more when he died. I will fix this. Maybe not. So they went from a very high emotional state to a very discouraged state of mind in 3 days. On the first day of the week, the disciples were in the locked room, and they were still discouraged. But the women who had gone to the tomb came to them and told them, "We've gone to the tomb, and he's not there. He's risen." And they rejoiced. And then when Jesus appeared to them in the locked room and said, "Peace be with you," the disciples were startled. They were terrified, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. They again became discouraged. And Jesus reassures them that he is truly himself. And they got to inspect his wounds, and they were amazed. And the disciples again rejoiced seeing the Lord. And Mark tells us that Jesus had told the disciples that he would go before them to Galilee. So the disciples decided that they would go to Galilee to meet up with Jesus. Now, Peter may have been a little frustrated, a little disheartened with all the emotional ups and downs that was going on. And so what does Peter do? He goes fishing. Well, they fished all night. They caught nothing. So Jesus appears to the seven disciples on the seashore. And John says, "It's the Lord." And Peter jumps in the water, swims about 100 yards to the shore. You know, maybe he could have been in the Olympics. And again, the disciples rejoiced. The disciples must have felt like they were have been a yo-yo of emotions, up and down, rejoicing, discouraged. Have you been on your road to Emmaus? What does it feel like? You know, some of us are cradle Catholics. Some of us are converts. Some were atheists. And some just came into the church at the Easter Vigil. So we were many walks of life. Many of us have similar stories, and many of us have very different stories. Either way, I imagine that we have been on a yo-yo of emotions in our lives. Clopas and his wife Mary finally found the Lord in the breaking of the bread in a little town of Emmaus. Go figure. Jesus can come to us in the most unexpected places. And where have you found Jesus in your life? Have you had experiences where you seemed that you had to have, that you had a firm grasp on your faith, and then suddenly life happened and the grasp of faith just seemed to slip right out of your hand between your fingers? It could have happened in so many different ways. The death of a loved one, a broken relationship, some bad decisions, a bad grade you got in school. Sometimes it's hard to know where you are with the Lord. Sometimes that's called the dark night of the soul. And sometimes you even found the right job, and then something in the work environment caused you to lose your faith. It may seem like a yo-yo of emotions spilling out on you, and you just want to go fishing. Well, no matter the circumstances in our life, Jesus is always with us. You know, we can run away. And it seems like when we do that, we can turn around and guess who's standing there with open arms? Like the two on the road to Emmaus, we will always find him in the breaking of the bread, the Eucharist. Clopas and Mary were running away to Emmaus. The disciples were in the locked room. Peter went fishing. Where were you when Jesus caught up with you? Could you have been running away? Were you hiding in a locked room? Or maybe you just wanted to get away just for a little while, which turned into years. Today's gospel, Jesus appeared to the disciples in the locked room. Jesus stood in their midst, but they thought they were seeing a ghost. And Jesus entreats on them to see him, to see his hands and his feet, and to touch him. He tells them that he has fish and bones, just like them. And Scripture tells us that they were incredulous for joy and were amazed. He ate with them. That had to be the highest point of their emotional yo-yo. Isn't it amazing when we sit down and have a dinner with others, how we can share a meal and we can share ourselves with them? And this is what we're about to do in just a little bit. We'll gather ourselves around the altar. Now, yeah, we can't physically get all of us get around the altar or even on the altar, but in a manner of speaking, we can. When the gifts are brought up from the altar, the bread, the wine, the water, and the money, what is really happening is that we are those gifts. We're putting ourselves on the altar. We are giving ourselves to Jesus. At the consecration, the bread and the wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And then we will consume Jesus into our bodies. Now, when we consume regular food, that food becomes a part of our bodies. But when we eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood, we become a part of him. When we eat his body and we drink his blood, we become part of Jesus. This is the highest point of our yo-yo emotions for us. Well, Jesus opened the scriptures to the disciples that they may understand everything. And our minds are opened when we read, we study, we pray, and we meditate on the scriptures. Thus, we become witnesses of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we must go out like the disciples and preach Jesus to those we encounter in our lives. We are modern-day evangelists.